Welcome to Your Soulful Podcast, helping you get out of your head and into your heart. Navigating your healing and spiritual journey can be a roller coaster. My goal on this podcast is to support you to be your best self, stop beating yourself up, get out of your own way, and start living your dream life. Happiness, joy, energy, loving yourself, heart-based business, and a soulmate relationship are all available to you. I'm your host, Charlotte Bezzi, spiritual life coach, intuitive energy healer, your energizer bunny and sprinkler of joy. I'm ready to get down and dirty with the truth about the healing journey, the spiritual path, and living life to the fullest. Some episodes will be me, flying solo, sharing the challenges I've faced and overcome, my intuitive downloads, and all the lessons I've learnt and struggled with on the spiritual journey. Other episodes, I'll invite special guests to open up and share their zone of genius to deeply support you. Stick around and buckle up, because I promise it'll be a ride full of truth bombs and authenticity, so that you know you're not alone and you can heal your relationship with yourself too. Don't forget to hit like and subscribe to the podcast. Come hang out with me on my stories over on Instagram at Charlotte_Bezzik. Remember, the life you want is yours for the taking. So what are we waiting for? Let's dive on in. Hello, lovely soul, and welcome to Your Soulful Podcast. I'm your host, Charlotte Bezzik, and today's episode came to me at 37,000 feet when I was on my way back from the UK to Australia. Now, I was responding to some client messages. Good old modern technology allows you to have the internet on board a plane, which I just love because I get so creative when I'm flying. It's like all these downloads come in, all these posts, all these messages that I want to share. And I received this message from a client. And when I responded to her, I felt this real urge that you needed to hear this too. That it wasn't just for that client, but it was for the collective, a broader audience. And if you have ever found yourself in fear or thinking, I don't want to waste my life, I feel like I'm wasting my life, I should be further ahead than where I am right now, I'm afraid that time's running out. If you ever find yourself saying those things, and today's episode is for you. It hit me deep, this, when the client shared it, and there's going to be a bit of fire in today's episode, I'll be truthful, but also a whole lot of love. Because when you're saying that statement, I feel like I'm wasting my life, I don't want to waste this life, I feel like time's running out. If you say that, or any variety of that line, there's a lot of judgment involved in it. A lot of heaviness, a lot of ego, and a lot of criticism towards yourself about where you are right now. And just as a disclaimer that you're not doing anything wrong, where you are is exactly where you're meant to be. It doesn't mean it's your final destination. It doesn't mean that you're not going to be able to manifest, create new things, go after your dreams, change career, work from home, go part-time, travel. It doesn't mean that you're not going to be able to do those things. It just means that you're where you are right now. Because you can't actually change where you are. Unless you've got some secret teleporting machine that you're keeping hidden, you are exactly where you are. And I've just realised there are parrots outside the window. So if you can hear parrots, good old back in Australia, I do apologise. I can't stop birds from tweeting, and it's actually really beautiful. So just if you hear that noise, that's what it is. I'm not in an aviary and I don't have a bird. So really, this judgment, criticism that you've got about yourself, can't be anywhere else other than where you are. And when you start to love yourself, versus judging, criticizing, and beating yourself up, you're much more able to get into action. You're much more able to do something that you really want to do instead of procrastinating and trying to make it perfect. You're much more able to follow through with things because your dream, your vision, what you want activates you versus the pressure of your ego. You're wasting your life. You're wasting time. As soon as I say that, I feel this contraction within my body for exactly what that does on an energetic level. So really watch your language. I get that it's probably a really present fear that you're afraid to waste this life because in human form, we get one rodeo this lifetime. You might come back as a new human for another 100 lifetimes. Who knows? But right now, this is your life. Exactly where you are is just so incredibly perfect. And I invite you to be a little bit kinder to yourself, a little bit more compassionate, and love yourself a little bit harder versus judging yourself and being mean to yourself that you're wasting this life, because I don't believe you are. In saying that, the fire talk is going to come through now, because when you start to say that to yourself and then you start to believe it over and over again, see, you're wasting your life, you're so deflated that you don't want to take action, you don't want to do anything. So there's an invitation within that line. If you're afraid of wasting your life because the judgment is that you're not doing something you know is aligned for you, maybe you've had a vision to go part-time, to go study, to start your own business. You want to travel. You want to be a digital nomad. You want to be a stay-at-home mum. Whatever it is, you've had that vision, yet you're telling yourself, it's not for you. You're not good enough. You'll never be able to do it. You won't make money doing that. Whatever story it is that you're creating around that, and then you're believing it, so you're not taking action. And this is where the fire talk comes in. If you're afraid of wasting your life, don't. Now, I say that with so much love because when my mum got diagnosed, which will be 8 or 9 years ago now, and for those of you that don't know, she has a very, very rare form of dementia. Less than 1% of the population are diagnosed with this form of dementia. And over the past 8 years, she has lost the ability to talk. She's lost the ability to communicate in any way. She can't read, she can't write, she can't watch television, she can't do anything like that. And slowly over the past year or 2 years, her body's losing its ability to function. She struggles to walk now, she can't lift her arms up. And this is the deterioration of the disease that she will eventually die from. It's a terminal disease. But when she got diagnosed, it was like a huge wake-up call for me. Even though I was already going after my dreams, I'd left the UK, I'd travelled the world solo, I'd done all those amazing, incredible things, this was like a new activation within me that basically said, what are you doing? Because I was in a job I hated. I was going to work every day, rolling my eyes, being like, fuck, I'm dreading today. I really don't want to be here. Why am I still doing this? I'd leave work at the end of the day, get a bottle of wine on the way home because I was stressed and I was trying to distract in any way, and then rinse and repeat. Now, I was so privileged to have that job and earn amazing money working in Sydney, but it didn't light me up. And I knew that. I knew I was drained. I knew in that moment that I was wasting my life, because I was doing something that wasn't aligned. I hadn't taken any steps to do anything else. I was just kind of like, oh, okay, we'll do this. Until my mum got diagnosed. And it was like, whoa, you're right. I don't want to waste this life. I want to do something different. I want to go out there and I want to live fully. Because who knows how long I'm going to be here. There is a percentage chance that I could get the disease that my mum's got. So I'm going to live. And I'm going to make sure I go after my dreams. I do the scary thing. I face my fears. I courageously heal. I do the crazy shit. I travel. I sell everything I own. I do all these things over and over and over again. Because I don't want to waste my life. And I can honestly say, hand on heart, right now, I'm not. I'm following my dreams. I'm going all in. I do the things I want to do. I heal from the things that are scary. I do the crazy shit all the time. I'm going to fly to Peru and go and sit in an ayahuasca retreat by myself. Okay, that sounds like a really smart idea, Charlotte. But I do it over and over again because I'm living from the energy of living life to the fullest. And I want to be the best version of myself. I want to bring my heart and soul-led gifts to you. I want to show you what's possible. I want to help you transform and heal from your past and live your hell's yes life and get out of your head and stop believing that you can't do things, that you're not capable and that you're not enough. I don't want you believing that anymore. So I want you to think about the things that maybe you've already had a sprinkling of doing, or you've dreamed about it, your intuition's given you a sign, you've been feeling this pull towards something, and it can be anything, but there's something coming in that's saying, oh, not you, not this lifetime, you're not good enough. And then it comes back again, and then it comes back again, and then it comes back again. Because that's the vision calling you towards it. That's the energy that's saying to you, you're ready. And in order to get there, you're going to have to do the work. There are things that are going to come to the surface. Limiting beliefs. It's going to take patience, work, and you might have to get out of your comfort zone. Shit in your panties comfort zone. It might make you face all your limiting beliefs. Heal from your past. Heal from not good enough. Heal from fear of failure. But that's okay because it's absolutely normal, completely normal, for that to come up. That's exactly what comes up every time I up-level, every time I go all in to do something different. So the real big invitation here is I don't want you to feel like you're wasting your life. So don't. I want you to learn to embrace this life with all the mess, with all the challenges, with all the small parts, the mundane, the shitty, the amazing, the beautiful, all of it. And if my mum's disease gave me anything, it's the ability to go all in and say, you know what? I have no idea how this is going to work out. I don't even know if it is. I don't know the how, but I'll figure it out. So some takeaways that I want to leave you with. Embrace this life. Let my mum's disease be that gift to you, for you to smell the flowers today, for you to go and look up at that big, beautiful sky, for you to put your feet in the earth and embrace the mess of your house. Be like, oh my God, the washing, the busyness, the beauty and the mess, embrace it. Love yourself hard enough when you're scared, when you don't know the how. When you're believing that you're not good enough and you can't do it, love yourself hard enough to say, I'm going to work through this. I'm going to work through this. One big thing I see a lot of the time is that people are so afraid of what others think. But if you're so afraid of what others think that you're not going to go after your dreams and desires because it's different from society or what your parents wanted you to do or what you went and studied at uni or what your partner thinks about you, if you're so worried about what others think, it's going to limit you. And I invite you to stop giving two fucks what others think. Often, they're not your people. You're too worried about Sally's best friend's brother's cousin's second removed dog's neighbour. And they probably give zero shits what you're doing. In all honesty, they're too busy living in their head, beating themselves up, worrying about what they're doing or not doing with their life, not what you're doing. You focus on you and what you want. And that's going to involve you being brave and working through your limiting beliefs, healing from your past, and being the confident badass that I know you are. She's in there, he's in there, they're in there, they're just waiting to come out. And I invite you to let go of anything right now that isn't serving you to live your dream life and not waste it. Freedom exists when you're not living in your head. You're living from your heart, you're living your truth, and you're living your best life. So go out there and don't waste it. Embrace it. And if what I'm saying is vibing and you're like, yes, Charlotte, I'm ready. I don't want to waste it now. I'm sick of beating myself up and judging myself and criticizing myself and believing I'm not good enough, then my one-on-one spaces are still open. They will be closing before the end of the year. And I actually don't know when they're going to be reopening because something else is coming in the new year. So if you're drawn right now to working with me one-on-one, apply below. I would love to support you. Freedom, happiness, joy, peace, flexibility, get to be yours. And I can't wait to see what we can create together. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll be back next week for more. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I'm sending you a virtual hug right now because I'm so grateful to have you here. If you loved it, be sure to share a review on iTunes so I can keep these episodes coming to you. If you aren't already following me, head on over to Instagram at Charlotte_Bezic. Plus, you can source a juicy free gift from me. Screenshot this episode and send it to hello@charlottebezic.com. I can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. Sending you love and light. Bye for now.